Federal Parliament resumes next week, and the curtain raiser on Tuesday will be the appointment of the Speaker. With a preview, here's the 7:30 Report's Clark and Dore.
Tony Abbott, thanks for your time.
It's very good to be with you, Brian. Good evening.
How do you think this new period in Australian politics is going to pan out?
I think it'll be a circus. I think they should sell tickets and provide a creche for the kiddies.
You don't think it'll work?
No, look, it's a very rickety government, Brian, held together with bits of sellotape and string. They've got independents hanging off the side of it, and if they decide anything, they've got to send it upstairs to the Greens, if you don't mind, umpire.
Yes, it's a minority government.
Of course it is. We won. I mean, we got more votes.
But all minority governments have to be negotiated after the election results are in.
Well, it's a hopeless way to decide government, Brian, and my point is I don't think it's going to go the distance.
But, Mr Abbott, didn't you try and negotiate with exactly the same independent members?
I did, and if you'd like a cat-herding concession in the Port Macquarie area in particular, Brian, then give us a call. I think I can get you one.
But this is the way governments are put together in other countries.
Well, the government hasn't got a mandate. That's my point, and I don't think it'll go the distance, and I'm going to make very sure it doesn't.
But, Mr Abbott, mightn't it be an interesting development in Australian politics? After all, this is what the electorate is saying.
Well, look, regardless of what the electorate wanted, what they've got is a government without legitimacy.
Yes, it has.
Well, yeah, it's got legitimacy, but it's not a legitimate government.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is a but it wasn't put there legitimately.
Yes, it was.
All right, it bloody well was, Brian, but we got more votes and we got more seats.
That's more than who?
More than the government.
More than the Labor Party.
That's right, we beat them.
So what you're saying is you're just not the government.
That's right. It's a bloody democracy, it turns out.
But you knew it was a democracy.
I knew that, Brian. I'd read a bit about it, but I didn't know we were up against a coalition.
What, you thought you were the coalition?
We were the coalition. It said so in our advertising. We were honest about it.
But why weren't you able to come to some arrangement with these independent members?
I don't know, Brian. I spent a lot of time with those
people.
Those independents, Brian, and we offered them the world.
How are you going to pay for it
all?
Let
me tell you what we offered them, Brian. I mean, particularly that guy from Tasmania, Wonky.
Wilkie.
We offered him $1 billion to build a hospital.
Well, where are we going to get
the
money from?
Imagine the sort of hospital you can build for $1 billion. You'd get change. Imagine the number of jars and little bits of stuff you could buy for that.
You'd get broadband for that.
Broadband? You'd do better than that. You could get a bloody brass band.
But wouldn't other government, important government programs have to be scrapped to pay for this
hospital?
No,
there weren't any government programs, Brian. We weren't the government.
But where would you have got the money if you were the government?
We're not the bloody government, Brian. That's my point. It's the central tragedy is we won and we're not the government.
OK, finally, what was Andrew Robb doing the other week, mounting a challenge for the deputy position?
Oh, bit of fun. We've had a bit of a word with Andrew.
What did you ask him?
Well, we want to know how he's going to pay for it, Brian. We want to see his costings.
7:30 Report's Clark and Dore last night. And Tony Abbott, as we now know, has reneged on that deal with the independents and the government as part of the parliamentary reform package they agreed on to pair the Speaker. That deal is now null and void. Tony Windsor, one of the country independents who signed that bit of paper, was not impressed yesterday. He described it as a breach of trust. It's 6:24 on RN Breakfast.